Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Strong in the Saddle. I'm your host, Katrina. And today on the podcast, we are talking about the things I wish I would have known sooner when it comes to nutrition, and specifically how that impacts me as an equestrian athlete, because Lord knows I've made multiple and very critical mistakes when it comes to my nutrition, and that has definitely held me back as just a healthy person overall and also as an equestrian athlete. So if there is some way that I can prevent you from making those mistakes and make you aware of these things sooner than I became aware of them, then that will make this episode all worthwhile, because yeah, it's not fun to make mistakes, realize you're doing something wrong, and then have to, you know, course correct after making that mistake. That sucks. So if I can help you guys out, that would be awesome. So that is kind of the plan for today's episode. And yeah, like I said, I spent so many years having difficulties progressing with my fitness, with my riding, and just overall kind of actually struggling with my health as well. And it was because my nutrition, well, one of the reasons was my nutrition was not on point. I was also very much, in the past, I've over-exercised, over-trained, and that sort of a thing, which that also was an issue. But nutrition is definitely a big factor in all of this. There was kind of two things that resulted from me not having correct nutrition knowledge. One of them was fatigue. I feel like there was many points in my life where I was just tired, did not have the energy, and I would push through regardless, but it was just not fun to not have energy, because you would think someone who is into health and nutrition and fitness and all those things, they should have boundless energy, right? And that definitely was not the case for me, and that sucked. And I mean, if you guys own horses and that sort of a thing, you know, it takes energy. You need to be out there doing things, and you can't be tired. Another thing that I noticed due to my nutrition not being on point is that I didn't really make any gains in terms of my strength, my fitness, or even just my capabilities in the saddle. For the most part, I was just kind of stagnant. But there were times where I actually backslid a bit, and where my fitness level and my abilities went backwards, where I got worse. And that was incredibly frustrating. So, and yeah, it's all because of just a lack of proper information, maybe having information that's incorrect, you know, kind of a combination of those two things creates this perfect storm where you're almost hitting your head against a wall. And yeah, so the first point that I want to make is just that you need to really understand the role of nutrition in performance, in health and in performance. So just how it impacts yourself as a human being overall and just generally, and then how that bleeds into your performance, whether that be in the gym, at the barn, in the saddle, all those things. Nutrition plays a very, very key role in all of that. It impacts your energy levels, your ability to focus, and yeah, like that's just your overall performance. There's definitely a link between how many calories you're getting in, which calories is a measurement of energy. And then, so there's a direct correlation between the amount of energy you're taking in and the amount of energy you're able to put out. And so that's where, for me personally, for many years, that scale was tipped in the wrong way, or just it wasn't working in my favor. I wasn't bringing enough energy in, and therefore I didn't have any energy to put out. Nutrition also impacts, like I said, your focus, which can be incredibly important for, say, a scenario at a show where you're having to memorize a complicated pattern and needing to know that now and once you get into the Chopin, the ability to focus is directly correlated to your nutrition. If you're not eating properly, you're not going to be able to focus. And again, whether that be in a show ring situation or even if that's just, you know, day to day at your job or what have you, it hits all areas of our life. And it's very important that you understand that connection, because once you understand its importance, I think most people, when they identify that something is important, they become more invested in making sure they do things right, they make it a priority. So that's kind of just why I wanted to start off with that, just emphasizing the importance of nutrition, because yeah, if you don't have a why, you're not going to care, right? And there's a big, big why for why you should care about your nutrition as an equestrian. So I guess I will just go into a little bit of the basics of balanced nutrition. And it's something that I think a lot of people get wrong when it comes to nutrition. So balance, when I say balance, I'm specifically talking about, for one, balance between macronutrients. So the three macronutrients are carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. And if you look across the board at most popular diets out there, you will see that they tend to get out of balance with at least one of the macronutrients. So if we look at, say, keto very much drastically decreases your carbohydrate intake and at the same time increases your fat intake. I believe something like, I think Atkins puts a more of an emphasis on protein, but there's definitely lots of diets out there that, you know, make you drop carbs, and then there's others that make you drop fat. I don't think there's a whole lot out there that demonize protein. I think everyone's pretty much on the same page that protein is very important, but there's definitely value in all three of the macronutrients, especially if you're a very active person like most equestrians are. I'll start with carbs because I feel like carbs are really important for athletes. So an adequate intake of carbs, that's what's going to provide you with energy. And if you aren't eating carbs, you're not going to have the sustained energy for your riding sessions, and you're going to feel fatigued. So carbs are very, very important. If you're needing like a quick source of energy, you need to look for more fast digesting carbs. And that's where something like, oh my goodness, sugar comes into play. Like, for example, I work out first thing in the morning before I've had breakfast. And so as a way of fueling those workouts, I will actually eat a couple of bananas, which that's sugar, but it's a fast digesting carb that gives me the energy I need to get through those early morning workouts without having to like eat a big bowl or oatmeal or something immediately after getting up in the morning. Protein, as I said, I think everyone's pretty much on the same page that protein is important. We all know that it's essential for muscle repair and growth and all those things. And that obviously as an equestrian, we want to be strong, we want to have muscle. And so yeah, protein is definitely a priority. And then fats. So healthy fats. Fats are really important for things like your brain function and your cognitive ability. A lot of people will say that they have brain fog if they do limit fats, which that was kind of the trend. I think it was like maybe in the 90s or even early 2000s where you would see a lot of fat-free everything, but that definitely does a disservice to your body. Fat is just as important as the other two macronutrients. And so what is optimal, like the optimal split between those macronutrients is going to vary. You know, some people might say like, what percentage should I eat of protein, of carbs and fat? And it's going to vary a lot from individual to individual. For some basic general recommendations, I would say start with your protein. Make sure you're eating, I would say, if you're hitting a pound or a gram of protein per pound of body weight, that would be fantastic. So if you're 130 pounds, I'd like to see you getting close to eating 130 grams of protein per day. From there, you would look at your fats and your carbs. And this is where it's going to be kind of personal preference. I would say as long as you're eating carbs around the times that you're being active, so around your workouts and around your rides, that's going to be really important. And then just kind of, you know, filling out however many calories you have left after making sure you have enough protein, however you want to split up that residual amount between carbs and fats isn't going to be, it's not as important, I would say. It's just more of personal preference. In terms of balanced nutrition, I also just want to touch on the importance of balance between your micronutrients. So when we talk micronutrients, that's going to be things like your vitamins and your minerals, which are all important to all kinds of physiological processes, you know, building healthy bones, your immune function, being able to recover from activity and from injuries. So I would say the best way to make sure you're getting a balance of micronutrients is just making sure you're eating a variety of nutrient-dense foods. I personally try to eat 30 different fruits and vegetables every week, which it's, if you're eating fruits and vegetables throughout the day, it's not hard, but it's just a matter of making sure you're not eating the same fruits and vegetables over and over again. So not like, you know, eating apples 4 times a day, every single day. Like, putting variety in what you're eating is going to ensure that you have a balance between all of those micronutrients that are super critical for your body. For me, I feel like I never really demonized any like carbs, protein, or fat. My issue was just more of not eating enough total of them overall. Micronutrients, I would say, is a different story. So for some reason, I'm really bad about eating the same things over and over and over again, like eating the same thing every day. And when you do that, you might have things missing in your diet, right? Like broccoli might be high in certain micronutrients, but it might not have some of the micronutrients in different ratios that, say, maybe spinach has. And so that's why it's really important to make sure you're mixing it up, to make sure you're covering all of your bases. The next thing I wanted to touch on is hydration and its impact on performance. So I honestly never really gave much thought to hydration. I've always been a person who has carried around a water bottle and known that, yeah, you need to drink water. I think I just got that from my mom. She does the same thing. She always has a water bottle. And for good reason, right? When you're dehydrated, it can severely impact your cognitive function, how your muscles are able to move, because there's a lot of water in your muscles. And yeah, being hydrated just day to day, and especially on like competition days, is really, really important. I am definitely one of those people who gets caught off guard on show days where I don't drink enough water, and then by the end of the day, I feel absolutely terrible. Like, just have a pounding headache, don't feel good, feel fatigued. And like, to the point where it can actually impact some of the classes that I compete in later on in the day, which obviously is not great. You know, it's going to impact your endurance, your focus, even things like your coordination, because again, your muscles are full of water. And if they're not full of water, they're not going to be able to operate properly. So, and especially if, like, say you're at a competition and it's really hot, water is really important for maintaining optimal body temperature and all those things. So it's really important to aim to drink water consistently throughout the day, not just, you know, like say during a riding session, but throughout the entire day. Really pay attention to your body's thirst cues. But remember that thirst isn't necessarily always a reliable indicator of your hydration status. I would say go by the color of your urine as an indicator of hydration. You want like a pale yellow color to indicate that you're properly hydrated. One thing, so I said, you know, like I've always kind of been a person to carry around a water bottle. One thing I didn't realize is the importance of electrolytes in hydration. So lots of the podcasts that I listen to advertise Element. Element is an electrolyte company. So they sell little packets that you mix in with your water, and they have sodium, potassium, and magnesium, I believe. And like, I've never taken electrolytes before. I eat a very whole foods diet, which means sodium specifically in my diet is, it tends to be very, very low. And after starting to take Element on a regular basis, and I will say I'm not sponsored by them, I'm just saying, like, after taking Element, I've noticed some interesting changes that I wasn't expecting. One of them being just like mental clarity and alertness, which that was kind of a cool side effect. So you need to keep in mind that yes, water is important, but sometimes you're needing to replenish with electrolytes as well. And I'm not going to go into specifics because I'm not an expert on electrolytes, but just something to consider if you're drinking a pile of water and if you have a diet that's low in key electrolytes like sodium, potassium, and magnesium, you may want to consider supplementing with an electrolyte because water alone may not be sufficient to keep you hydrated. So that was something that I actually learned recently. So going back to things that I wish I would have known sooner, that is definitely one of the things that, like, I just found this out. I definitely wish I would have known it sooner because I definitely would have benefited from an electrolyte supplement sooner. The next thing that I wish I would have known sooner is just the importance of meal timing. So nutrient timing, especially if you're active, is really, really important. And I did touch on this earlier in terms of carbohydrates and talking about how it's important to eat carbohydrates around your workouts and your rides or any other time when you're going to be active, because that's what's going to, one, fuel that activity, and then two, help you to recover afterwards. So as I said, I'll just take me as an example. I work out first thing in the morning, like half an hour within waking. So I'm not having breakfast beforehand, but I do have a protein shake and a couple of bananas to give me the fuel that I need to get through my workout. And then as soon as I'm done my workout, that's when I eat breakfast. So like 15 minutes after I'm done my workout, I'm getting a full meal into me to make sure that my body recovers from that workout session. Similarly with riding, so I usually ride around 5 p.m. So I've had several meals in me already, so I don't worry too much about pre-ride nutrition, but I do try to get a meal in me immediately afterwards, again, to just make sure my body can fully recover from my ride. And I think this is something that I didn't really think about in the past, like maybe eating more carbs around when I'm training and then saving more fat dense meals for times when I'm not being active. This is definitely a higher level nutrition tip, but if you're able to kind of shuffle around the types of things that you're eating in that sort of a way, so like eating higher carb meals around when you're being active, you might see that that could move the needle with you in terms of how you perform again, whether that be at the gym or under saddle. And the last thing that I wanted to, is this the last thing? Oh, no, we got a few more to go. Another thing that I wish I would have known sooner is just some of the common nutritional challenges faced by equestrian athletes. And I'm just going to quickly run through a few here. So time constraints makes nutrition difficult, travel and competition, physical demands, inadequate nutrient intake, hydration, as we talked about already, weight management. So time constraints for sure. As I've moved into adulthood and I have a full-time job, I have a husband, I'm a content creator, and I also have horses, I definitely have time constraints when it comes to how much time I can prioritize and plan my meals properly, how much time I have for grocery shopping, how much time I have for prepping meals, and even eating my meals. Like, time constraints is huge. And throughout the years here, I have learned how to navigate that. I've come up with systems and things that make my process very, very efficient, which I think everyone needs to just kind of learn that themselves. One thing that I do, I'm recording this on a Sunday, and on Sundays I meal prep. So I make sure that either Sunday morning or a day or two before, I get to the grocery store at some point to get what I'll need. And then I batch cook all of my lunches for the week, as well as some snacks, so that I don't have to worry about that during the week. It is all ready to go. Just have to pull it out of the fridge or the freezer, and it's ready for me. That has been huge. Another thing, so another nutritional challenge was weight management. And I've touched on this in prior episodes, just like weight and riders and horseback riding. I never really felt pressure to look a certain way. I don't know if that's, I honestly feel like it's more of an English world problem. Like, if you're in the jumping world, the dressage world, that sort of a thing, I feel like it's more of an issue. And I could be wrong. Like, I've never been in that world. I don't know. I just feel like it's more of a thing than it is in the Western world. Like, when I was barrel racing, when I was in 4-H, I never had any thought that I need to lose weight for this sport. I never had that thought. And again, maybe it's just me with my head in the sand. Like, that could very well be the case. I don't know. But I acknowledge that some riders may face this challenge. I will acknowledge that I am in an average size body, so I don't have issues when it comes to being overweight and, you know, people maybe making fun of me or anything like that. I'm just a normal weight. I go under the radar. And I acknowledge that some riders definitely face challenges in managing their weight and all of those things. And yeah, it's tough. And that's something that I've never really realized before, that other people suffer or have challenges around that. But it's something that needs to be acknowledged, I think, because everyone has the right to enjoy their horses regardless of their body type or size. I'm sure that's controversial to some people, but we will move on. Another thing that I wish I would have known is just supplements and their role in equestrian nutrition. And I'm going to look at this from maybe an angle you guys wouldn't consider, and it's that supplements are not a be-all, end-all. I remember going onto websites like bodybuilding.com back in the day and reading about what supplements certain athletes or supermodels or fitness models or whatever were taking in terms of supplements, thinking that if I took those, like, it would just be this cure-all magic bullet that would, like, make me super athletic and super strong and super lean and all the things, right? But that's just not the case. Supplements are a supplement. They are intended to fill in gaps or, like, give you that slight edge where your balanced whole foods diet cannot. And they should be used sparingly and in a very smart way where you know the reasons for why you're taking something and how they are going to impact you in terms of your overall health and as an equestrian athlete. So at this point in my life, my supplement stack is very limited. Just for context, I'm not saying this is what you should take, but right now I take a multivitamin. I take an omega-3 supplement, and I take vitamin D, and because I don't get sun at all, I am very white, and I take creatine. That's it. And supplement companies are out there to tell you that you need a million things more than that, but it is not the case, and I would say less is probably more. Save your money if you can. Definitely something I wish I would have learned sooner, but definitely fell for marketing ploys more than a time or two when it comes to supplements, and you know, end up taking them and realizing they made zero difference other than decreasing the bank balance in my bank account. The last thing I wanted to touch on, and this one's kind of woo-woo, but I think it's important, and that's just the mind-body connection and the link between mental health and nutrition. So if you guys have been listening long enough, you know that I have suffered with anorexia in the past, and basically how that looked is I was just not eating enough calories to support my activity level, and I was very, very active. And when you're not eating enough, it's very difficult because you don't think straight and you can't make good decisions. And you, because you're in that spot, you're not able to take a step back and realize like, hey, the reason I'm feeling like this, the reason I'm so snappy at people or whatever else is because I'm not eating enough food. It's very, very hard when you're in that spot to make that connection. You just think, I don't know, something else is wrong and I need to go on anti-anxiety medication or something. But there's a huge link between proper nutrition and your cognitive soundness of mind, the level of stress and anxiety that you feel, your ability to focus, and just your overall mood. Like when I was in the depths of anorexia, I was a very, I don't even know how to describe it. I was definitely very snappy. I was very short and just intolerable with people and just very irrational, I would say, very irrational. And you know what? If I would have ate a burger and fries or anything more than what I was eating, those things would have been cured probably instantly. And it just, like I said, when you're in the thick of it, you don't realize it. And it's very, very hard to get out of that. And that, I think that's one of the biggest things that I wish I would have known sooner. But it's, unfortunately, sometimes it's just one of those things where you have to go through it. You know, people can tell you that you need to eat more all they want, but until you come to that realization yourself, which it's unfortunate. And I can sit here and talk all day about how, you know, you possibly need to eat more, but until you make that decision yourself, me saying it isn't going to help you. But I'm going to say it, if you're, you know, in a calorie deficit, if you're skinny, if you're an active individual, there's a chance you need to eat more. So eat more, because no one likes you when you're hangry. And I think we're going to end it there. Just, yeah, some quick things that I wish I would have known sooner about nutrition and being an equestrian athlete. I've had a very tough road on this front. I've made lots of mistakes, as I said, when it comes to my nutrition. And it's definitely held me back in terms of my equestrian endeavors, which is unfortunate. And I'll say it. I regret it. I regret it for sure. And kick myself in the butt every day about it. but it is what it is. And the fact is, I'm probably making mistakes today that I'll look back a year or 5 years from now and realize, like, what the heck were you thinking, Katrina? Like, what were you doing? But that's just part about life and being a human and learning. Like, we're always learning. And if you're not, then that's unfortunate. But like I said, hopefully this sheds some light on some things for you guys. If there's anything that I touched on today, because I know I kind of just ran through these quickly. If there's anything that I touched on today that kind of piqued your interest or you want to know more about, like, more specifics, please let me know. Send me a DM on Instagram and I can do more of a deep dive episode on one or, you know, any of these topics or anything tangential to these topics, because I love talking about nutrition and how it relates to your fitness and, like, performance in the saddle and building muscle. Like, I can nerd out on these topics all day. So I will leave it there. And yeah, if you guys haven't already, be sure to follow me everywhere at Strong in the Saddle, including on YouTube. I am trying to up my YouTube game, trying to stay consistent with 2 episodes a week, which we will see how that goes. It's working now. But yeah, I am at Strong in the Saddle everywhere. And until next time, remember, it's always a good day to ride.